And short distance. How do you describe a short distance? If, say, you had to go down to the corner store, and you say, "Well, I only had to go a couple of blocks."
I would say I'm going to run down to the corner store. Mm-hmm. Or, is that what you mean? I wouldn't say I'm going to drive down. I'd probably say I'm going to run down to the store.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody says, "Oh, I hope it wasn't too far for you to drive," and you say, "No, I only had to go
a couple of blocks or a little ways."
Would you say that, a little ways?
I only had to go a little ways. You know, might.
Okay. How about if you were talking about a long distance? You know, like you actually had to travel for a couple hours. How would you describe that long distance?
I can't think what. I had to drive a long ways, I guess. Is that?
That's fair. Yeah. Is that what you say, or would you be more specific about it and say like exactly how many hours you had to drive, or like emphasize the exact.
For instance, how far is it to Rio Doce?
I don't know, 2 hours or so, 2 hours.
Yes, I see what you mean. I would describe it in hours instead of actual miles. Is that what you mean?
Sure. Now, okay, if there's not very much of something, you say that it is what? There's barely a trace of it. It's very
meager.
That's a good word. Okay, if you wanted your daughter to help you with the dishes and all of a sudden she disappears at the last moment, you say that she made herself
scarce.
Mm-hmm. People get off a train where?
At the train station.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for that?
Depot.
Okay. And something that is at rest, it's at an angle to something else. Maybe something's fallen down at an angle and it's resting at an angle. What do you call that? How do you describe the relationship there?
I'm not sure what you're looking for.
It's a dialectal term that they might not use here at all. But it's a Scottish term, and it comes from places like the South and East Texas. So it's possible that you would know it. Have you ever heard of anti-goggling?
No. No, I haven't.
How about if something comes at you at an angle? So it's angling at you in motion. So the dog came at me. How? You probably don't have a word for that either.
I can't think of one. Lunged?
Yeah, you'd probably have to describe it more specifically, like lunged at me sideways or something. I don't know how you describe that here.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some words that you'd use to see your guests off at the door?
See you later. Goodbye.
Do you use, are there like local terms? I mean, terms that are specific to El Paso, maybe, that you would use? Only if you'd use them.
No, I can't think of any.
Like adios? You never say adios?
No.
Or hasta luego? Or?
No, my Spanish is not that good. No, I don't think I'd use them.
Okay. Well, that's the interview. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or stories you wanted to tell that we didn't get to?
I can't think of anything. I feel kind of inadequate, really.
Oh, no, it was a great interview.
But it's been fun.
Yeah, thanks.
I have learned